5:41 at AM 930 WEOL. Good morning. I'm Craig Adams, and Matt Douglas is here. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
I'm Matt Douglas. You did a good job yourself.
Trying to keep things straight over here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, we're in Studio B.
We
talked about this on the air. Our other studio is going under some reconstruction. Should be ready sometime next week. This is the first time I've actually worked over here.
It's different, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Things are lined up a little differently. No big deal. But we're getting through.
You're finding your way. You're doing well, Craig.
Best day ever. SpongeBob SquarePants says so, and maybe it'll be the best day ever for the Lake Erie Crushers tonight, because last night, not so good.
Mm-mm.
On the line with us now, Andy Bulbarch, the voice of the Lake Erie Crushers. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. All right. Now, what about last night?
Tough night again. I mean, it's just been a really rough road trip, and unfortunately, I think the last few weeks I've been on with you guys, I've been saying the exact same thing. And, it's getting to that point of the year now where they're beginning to run out of time. And, we're a few weeks into the second half of the season, and this road trip hasn't done the Crushers many favors. They did take 2 out of 3 at the beginning of it over the Florence Freedom, which is good because, winning series on the road have been very, very tough to do. But, they've lost every game so far in the series against the Washington Wild Things, and that's really put them in a very, very tough spot because they're chasing a couple of teams right now that have actually lost a couple of games in that wild card race, but they continue to fall further and further behind. I mean, the end of the season is a lot closer, I think, than most folks realize. We're looking at the Sunday right before Labor Day. That's September the 4th. So we're just about 3 weeks away from that finish line, and they're about 7 games back in that wild card hunt. So there is a little bit of time left, but the time is really beginning to run out on these guys. So if they're going to get back into this race, they're going to have to get on one of those Lake Erie Crusher August hot streaks, which we've seen them get on before, but a lot of things are going to have to change, and they're going to have to start riding this ship, and I think offensively is where it starts.
The season has flown by. Tomorrow night, we had Ryan Aroney on earlier from the United Way talking about the Fill the Bus campaign outside All-Pro Freight Stadium tomorrow night. The Crushers are back home against the Schaumburg Boomers. What do we know about them?
Well, they're not really having a great season either, unfortunately for those guys. And what's interesting about Schaumburg is, I think we talked about the managerial shakeup and the coaching staff shakeup before, and well, the Crushers, basically, they snagged a couple of guys that were on Schaumburg's coaching staff at the beginning of the year. So that'll really kind of be the storyline of that particular series. You have Cam Roth, who was the pitching coach with Schaumburg before he was hired as the Crushers manager, and Derek Shelvin, who is the Crusher bullpen coach. Well, he was serving the same capacity for the Boomers before he came over to Lake Erie. But, Schaumburg's just had a rough season. They started out rough, then they got red hot. But really, they've just kind of floundered ever since. They're right near the Crushers in the standings, just ahead of Lake Erie right now. But for the Boomers, it's just been a real rough year. They just haven't been able to get anything to go right. They've had a couple of guys sign affiliated contracts. So in many ways, they've had a season quite like the Crushers so far, where a lot of things just haven't worked out. And when they've had guys play well, they've been signed.
Well, we talk about Schaumburg. They made national news a couple of days ago when Tim Tebow announced he wanted to go towards baseball. They said, hey, we've got a spot for you if you want it. Has there been any more word on that?
No, I think it's a lot of fun to discuss that. Now, technically, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's 29 years old. And I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I don't know if he's already turned 29 in 2016 or if he will still – or if he's going to turn 30 in 2016, but the Frontier League rules state that if you turn 30 during the beginning of that calendar year of the season, so for example, if he's going to turn 30 in 2016, if he were to be signed by a Frontier League team, he would only be eligible for the next 3 weeks. But if he's already turned 29 this calendar year, if you're to sign him, you would get him for the rest of this year, and potentially you could have him for next year also, because every team is allowed one veteran exception, and the veteran exception rules state that you have to be older than 27, but if you turn 31 during that calendar year, you can't be a veteran exception. So, I mean, he fits the guidelines. I mean, again, if they were to sign him right now, you'd get him for a few weeks, and look, I don't know what he brings from a baseball perspective. I mean, I think it's fun to discuss what he could or couldn't do, but I think you guys would agree, it's pretty much a PR stunt at this point. I wonder how much you have left in the tank. And, I mean, if you play baseball, that's great. But playing at that level is just so much different than playing at the levels I'm sure he's played at over the course of his career, whether it be high school, college, or whatever. But if he hasn't played, let's just say he hasn't played somewhere in the area of 8-9 years, I don't know what you could possibly expect of him. But I think with a name like that, that is an enormous draw. I just kind of wonder, is there enough money for any team to fund dearly to throw at him to get him to play for a few weeks, if indeed, which I think you guys would agree, this is just kind of a PR stunt.
Yeah, certainly. The last time he had played was in high school. He was All-State or something in Florida, but hadn't done much since then. It's all been about football since then.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing to pick up, as you guys know. I mean, if he hasn't played baseball somewhere in the area of 10 or 11 years, again, I don't know if that's why he's trying this thing out, just to see if he can still play. But wherever he goes, guys, it's going to be interesting, because you know wherever he goes, it'll get a lot of attention, and it's going to sell some tickets. There's no question about that.
Well, the Lake Erie Crushers are back at it tonight, wrapping up their series with the Washington Wild Things. And, Bull, you know, some people thought Washington Wild Things, are they in Washington, D.C.? Where are they based?
They are in Washington, Pennsylvania. They're about a half hour south of Pittsburgh. So it's a very close trip for the Crushers. And they don't have this. As a matter of fact, they have one more road trip after this one ends tonight. So they've got a 9-game homestand, which begins tomorrow. After that, they go back on the road for 6, and then they come back home for 6 to end the year. Washington is an interesting place. It's, like you say, half hour south of Pittsburgh. It's a very easy road trip for the Crushers because they're just about 3 hours away. So they had some rain last night. Hopefully there's no more rain in the forecast for tonight's game. That way they can get back at a reasonable hour and they can be rested up and ready to go to begin that 9-game homestand against the Boomers tomorrow.
And we've got Sunday's game for you right here, starting at 5 o'clock. The Lake Erie Crushers and the Schaumburg Boomers right here on your home of the Crushers, AM 930. Andy, thank you very much. A pleasure as always.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great weekend.